Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Madeline and Elise. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to give a special shout out to Holland and Hinkley from Utah, Ignacio from Minnesota, Kaylin from Canada, Sean from Utah, Abby from Ohio, Rafe from Australia, Lyle from Texas, and Tommy from Australia. You guys are super duper cool. I'm so glad that you guys are on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Madeline and Elise were both playing with their favorite toys, building some huge mansions for their dolls. What are your favorite toys? Do you like to build houses and... Yeah? Yeah, building houses and forts are really fun. And Madeline and Elise were both really good at decorating them and making them look really nice. But you also have to know, they were on the Spy Kid team. Yeah, they were so smart and so brave at solving all kinds of different mysteries. And today, they thought... you know, was a stay-at-home day, but it was not. Hey, Elise, can you pass me over some of those blocks? I need to add on to this room. Madeline was trying to build her house even bigger, which it was already really, really big, but she wanted to add another room. When all of a sudden, Elise, did you see that? What is that over there? I don't remember that doll. Madeline walked over and picked up this one doll. And then all of a sudden, hello! What? It talked! This is not a talking one. There's no, like, buttons or whatever. Oh, I don't need a button, the doll said. What? It's really talking! Elise, get over here! Madeline and Elise both could not believe their eyes or their ears. This doll was talking to them. Hi. Hi. Well, my name's Madeline and this is my sister Elise and we've never met a talking doll before. Yeah. Well, here I am. Nice to meet you. My name's Dolby. Hi. And I'm actually here with a really important message from Spy Kids and we really need your help. From Spy Kids? Man, they got Spy Kids in everything. Dolls and Yetis and all kinds of... Wow. Okay, well, what's the mission? All right, the mission for today is something terrible is happening at the toy store. There are bad guys sneaking in every night and stealing toys. And I was sent by Spy Kids, but I used to work at that toy store. And so these toy friends of mine, they're gone. They're getting kidnapped or toy-napped. Oh, that's really bad. All right, Madeline, let's get our stuff and let's head out. Elise and Madeline both grabbed their Spy Kid gear and started walking towards the toy store. It was not far away. It was just around the corner. And as they got there, they walked inside and looked around. And all right, Dolby, have you seen any clues? Like, do you know, is there any evidence about the problem?
No, I don't know any evidence, but there are some cameras. Should we check?
Yeah, let's check the cameras, Dolby said. Madeline and Elise followed Dolby, which is kind of funny to follow a walking doll. But she was actually pretty fast. She moved those little legs very quickly.
All right, let's play back to last night. Let's see what happened. They rewound the video all the way back to last night as they started watching it.
There they were!
What? There were a whole bunch of... What are... They had like black masks over their face and they had yellow capes. That's weird. They kind of look like superheroes, but superheroes would not do something like this. Okay. Elise, can you run over there? I want to see if they left any fingerprints over on that bench, because I see on the video that they were touching it with their hands. She ran over to the bench to look. And sure enough, look at that! Those are not normal fingerprints. You see, normal fingerprints are really hard to see. And this one of those people or creatures or whatever those things are must have touched this bench without a glove. They all had gloves on except that one, and it left glowing fingerprints. The fingerprints, like, literally glowed bright yellow. That is weird. They must not be normal people. Okay. Let's write that down in the clue book. Madeline took out her clue book and started to write it down. Perfect. All right. Okay, what next? What next? What do we do? All right, let's go back to the video and see where they left. They watched the video and they went out the back door. All right, Elise, hurry. Let's go to the back door and let's check for more clues out there. As they ran outside with Dolby, they started to look around. They didn't see anything except, wait, look at that, Dolby said. Dolby had found some kind of like little toy that had fallen in the forest. And there's another one and another one. There was a whole trail of little toys going all the way deep into the forest. And where does it go? Should we follow it? Yeah, let's go. All right. We gotta stay really, really quiet. Madeline and Elise and Dolby were all tiptoeing through the forest. Have you ever tried to tiptoe through the forest? It's actually pretty hard because all the crunching leaves and sticks. Maybe you should try it today. Try to walk through a forest and be very quiet. Madeline and Elise and Dolby were getting closer and closer. And all of a sudden, look at that! There was a treehouse. Whoa. And it looked like it was completely full of toys. Dolby shouted, I bet all my friends are up there. We gotta save them, hurry. And they pulled out of their bag some of their Spy Kid gear. They grabbed a net shooter, which you always need a net shooter, right? Yeah. And some binoculars and some rope. The rope would help them climb up to the treehouse without being noticed. As they climbed up towards one of the windows and peeked inside, they heard the bad guys talking.
Ooh, this is perfect. You see, when we have all of the toys, all of them, then the children will cry forever.
That's a terrible. Oh, can you imagine if the bad guys stole all the toys in the whole world? Can you imagine all the crying that kids would hit? Yeah, that would be really loud. That would be a lot of crying. Well, it is up to Dolby and the Spy Kids, Madeline and Elise, to solve this terrible crime. And so as they pulled out their net shooters and said, bad guys, put your hands up, they shot the net shooters to tie him up.
What are you doing? You cannot stop us. We will never.
But that was the end of those toy stealing bad guys. Spy Kids headquarters showed up in 15 minutes to take them away and bring all the toys back to the toy store. Dolby was so happy to see her friends again.
Oh, I missed you guys so much. Thank you, Elise and Madeline. You guys saved the day. Dolby, do you want to like come to our house? Like, we have a lot of fun toys, and we like to have a lot of fun. And I think you would like it, too.
Can I? I've always wanted to go to a real kid's house.
Let's go. And that is the day that Dalby found new friends. She was very happy, and so were Elise and Madeline. The end. See you next time. Bye.